Proclamation number 6337 of 20th of August, 1955. Work of Satan III. I want to dwell in you and constantly grant you my protection and my help, for you need it as long as you still dwell on earth in a sphere of darkness, in my adversary's kingdom. Even if your striving towards me is serious, you are still not immune to the enemy's attacks if I do not assist you. Only my nearness displaces him or denies him access to you, for my nearness also means light, and the prince of darkness flees the light. But he will not let go of you as long as you still dwell on earth, for he, too, fights for your souls just as I do. Therefore let me always be with you and then you will no longer need to fear him. A heart in which I myself have taken abode is lost to him, it belongs to me and I no longer release it. And therefore you must always endeavor to secure my presence for yourselves. You must seriously want to be united with me, you must purify your heart from all desires and vices, you must adorn it with works of love, you must long for me with the love of your heart, and you will draw me myself to you because I cannot resist love. And you will be happy in the awareness of my presence and feel free and carefree because you are now under the protection of him who is Lord over heaven and earth, over light and darkness and thus also over the one who is his and your enemy. But as long as desires of any kind are still in you, you must be careful that they cannot slip into you in order to create disorder which eliminates my abiding in your hearts. I urge you humans to do this so urgently because my adversary will be particularly effective precisely where he believes he will lose a soul. That precisely those people who strive to come close to me are exposed to his oppressions, that he will always lie in wait for them in order to slip and during an hour of weakness, in order to urge them to pursue their desires and seek fulfillment. He will not be able to dwell for long in such a heart whose will is meant for me, but this one will have to wrestle seriously until he has accomplished the work of a complete purification. But the enemy can also cause great harm by taking advantage of the moment of weakness and desire to sin in such a way that he confuses the person's thinking. That he obscures the light which shines in him, that he places a false light next to it which is not recognized as a blinding light. For this is my adversary's endeavor to darken my light such that he himself no longer gets into its glow when he seeks entrance into an area which was already closed to him. And first the human being has to remove this blinding light from himself, which can already be achieved by the serious will for truth and the call to me for this. Be vigilant at all times that impure desires do not put you in danger, and always let me be the guardian of your heart. Let my light shine in you, let it be given to you, but do not demand to know what is not pleasing to you. Lest he give you what I deny you, because I know what is a blessing to you and what is harmful to you. Then it is impossible for him to likewise put a light into you. But your desire opens the door for him. Be vigilant and devoted to me alone, and I will truly protect you from him who only wants to corrupt you and therefore has to be regarded as an enemy as long as you stay on earth, because he does not want to let you find the entrance into my kingdom. Amen.